Lori Wagoner is the Michigan State Coordinator for the 2012 National Day of Prayer. She's on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. Lori, good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us about this year's National Day of Prayer.
Oh, well, I'm so excited. This is my first year as the State Coordinator, and we are planning a fantastic event at the Capitol. I hope many of your listeners can join us. It's our 61st consecutive annual observance of the National Day of Prayer, and our theme is One Nation Under God, and our scripture for that is Psalm 33:12, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And we're just expecting Christian men and women from across the state of Michigan to gather to pray at the Capitol. And we've got children's activities. We've got deaf interpretation. We're doing a charity drive for a local rescue mission there. We'll have resources available. We've got lots of wonderful people on board to participate. Our lieutenant governor is going to be with us. Pastor Kent Clark from Grace Centers of Hope. I could just keep going on and on, but I'll let you get a word in.
How many people are you expecting?
Well, we've had up to 2,000 before, but you can never say for sure when it's an outdoor activity with an open invitation and weather dependent, but we're hoping to bust all records.
And there's thousands of events across the country. Millions of people will unite in prayer. So exactly what will you do and what will you be praying for?
Well, we are affiliated with the National Day of Prayer Task Force that's in based out of Colorado Springs. Our chair is Mrs. Shirley Dobson, and they ask us to specifically cover 7 points of prayer. So we pray specifically for our government and churches, family, business, media, military, and our businesses. Did I say that? There's 7 major areas that we definitely cover in prayer, and we always try to keep it very positive and just ask God's blessing and favor and direction on our leaders, on our nation, on our family, on our home.
What do you say to people who don't want to hear this, don't want to see it, and certainly don't want to mix religion in politics?
Well, it's not a political event. It does happen to take place on our Capitol steps. But we live in a country where everyone has equal access to assemble and to speak and to use the public property that our tax dollars pay for. So I say, hey, let's all celebrate our own freedom to and be involved in what's important and dear to us. And it's not a government event any more than going to church on Sunday is a government event. We have government leaders that go to church on Sunday. You know, it's an apples and oranges thing to me, but I do understand how some people can get mixed up on that. But the National Day of Prayer doesn't belong to any organization. Any group can get together and have their own event anywhere.
You've experienced this before. Tell me about it. You've been to a National Day of Prayer.
Oh, well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I began coordinating events in Troy, Michigan in 2005 after about a decade of attending events there. And so I just kind of have been involved over the years, and it's grown. And it's just a wonderful time, actually, for people of all different denominations to get together. And we coordinate Christian events. And so it's people that are of all different Christian denominations that come together and say, you know what, we may have differences of how we interpret Scripture or whatever, but we can all join together in this, that we believe in God, and we believe in the Word of God, and we believe that we need God's blessing and favor and direction on our nation, on our home, on our businesses, in our families. We can lay aside any difference and unite in that and pray God's purposes and God's plan and God's blessing be released upon our nation, our community.
All right, Lori, we appreciate your time. Lori Wagoner is the Michigan State Coordinator for the National Day of Prayer. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
8:50.